You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Morning before you put it on, it's a very important halakha that you make sure that your tzitziot are kosher to use. So first of all, should not be tangled up. You have to make sure they are free and they're kosher as far as the size and where they're attached, will not be thorns. And then at the time that we go through the request, Maher v'haveh aleinu. Remember this part? So Maher v'haveh aleinu. So then you grab your four corners of the tzitziot and place them between the little finger and the next one. Place them here. Then you place them on your heart. I suggested that will help you to not get angry as much, maybe twice a day, three times a day. And gradually, if it's not a shame, it will be deleted from your system. So now, the reminders are the Galaftanu Malkeinu, that you brought us close, and that is a reminder of Mamad Har Sinai. So you have to have in mind that Ribono Shel Olam chose us as a Am Segula, the selected nation, and he revealed himself to us at Har Sinai. Then the Shimcha Agadol, that's Ma'aseh Amalek. So that means that all the Sonei Israel, and that's one of the three mitzvot that we have to observe right after we take over Eretz Yisrael, B'zad Hashem soon.
Amen.
That's Mechiyat Zecher Amalek. So that's the second reminder. Then Be'ahava Lo'odolach, that means we have such a joy, such a love to praise you. That relates to reminder of Miriam HaNeviah, that she was punished. So that means, as the Navi brings, Amzu Yasarti Li Tehilati Yisaperu. So the whole task of the selected nation is only to praise Hashem. Not complain, not talk about other people, not talk negative, only to praise Hashem. So now here, when we say be'ahava lehodot lach, so that means we should not be off track, only to praise Hashem. So that's the reminder of Miriam HaNeviah, even though that she meant well, and even though she only was concerned about her sister-in-law and the brother's family, but still she was punished. So that is a beautiful midrash. As you go through Shir HaShirim every Friday, say amen. One more time.
Amen.
Has a lot of benefit. It takes you maybe 10, 15 minutes. Has a lot of benefits. So now in Shir HaShirim says, Hashmieni Golech. Remember this pasuk. It says, Hayoshevet Beganim Chaverim Machshivim. And then he says, Hashmi'ini et golech, ki golech arev v'navi. So now here, Midrash brings that this relates to reciting the Shema. That Ribono Shel Olam says that when I hear your voice, it gives me such a pleasure. Hashmi'ini et golech. So that means at the time that we recite the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, has to be inspiring. What does that mean? That we have to try to say everybody together at the same time, loud, nice, that the whole building will shake. So that's the message of the Midrash. But there are exceptions if you're not, you know, as speeding as, Baruch Hashem, we don't have this problem. Could be somewhere else, with the chazan. So then you'd like to go a little faster ahead, you can. So you catch the kahal at the amidah. So that's permitted to do. But you should try always to recite the Shema with the Kahal. So that brings such a joy for Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody, Mekadesh Shamayim, together, has brought Berov Am, Hatrat Melech. When there's a togetherness, harmony with everyone, so that brings the sanctification of Ribbono Shel Olam. Yisaidin Shema is a mitzvah of the Oraita. So that means the direct command from the Torah. So not only it's a mitzvah, you have to have in mind that you're observing the direct command from the Torah. If you don't have this intention, so that means you didn't observe the mitzvah. You follow what happened? One more time. The mitzvah itself, by observing the mitzvah, is not good enough. You have to have in mind that you're observing the mitzvah. And that is, twice a day, morning and night, we have to accept the old Malchut Shamayim. So if you don't have this intention, this Kavanah, so then we'll consider that you didn't observe the mitzvah. So you have to make a note in your Sidurim, highlight it, that in your mind, to have this intention that right now I'm observing the direct command from the Torah. And you have to know what you're saying. If you don't know what Shema Israel means, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're not talking about the depth and the details about what the Kavanot could be. Just a simple meaning, if you don't know what that means, so then you don't observe the Mitzvah. Like for example, you say, Shema Israel, what does that mean? Shema Israel means Shema. Vayishma Yitro. What simply means? When we say Shema Israel, what does that mean?
It means knowing in your bones, Israel, that there's only one God.
That's true. Yes, but that's not the intention that you have. You should have. Shema Yisrael means to understand and to accept. Shema means acceptance. So if you don't have in mind that I'm accepting this concept that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you did not observe the mitzvah. Most of Sidurim today, if you pay attention, right by the Shema, it's written in a small print, Qabel Ulhavin. Qabel means to accept and to understand. So when you say Shema Israel, that means I accept. Not that I hear. It means to accept and to understand. So now, a few minutes and we're going to start our read. But actually, our read is going to be before time because 5:35 is the time of accepting the Ol Malchut Shamayim.
So you have to have in mind Ol Malchut Shamayim.
To accept and to understand. So Shema Yisrael, you have to have in mind that I'm accepting and understanding. So then, sorry?
At 5:30.
Yeah. Usually 30 minutes after sundown, right. So that's the very, very, very important kavanah. First of all, you have to have in mind, I'm observing the direct command from the Torah. And also, I'm accepting. It's not that I'm just hearing. But I'm saying, that doesn't work. I'm accepting of signing a contract that Hashem is the Ehad. So then, Zad Hashem, we speak about other...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.